right, so let's first talk about airspace, right? And we'll talk about some symbols on the chart here in a second. Okay, so this is the legend for the airspace. First thing I want to tell you is just a couple things about this. The first is if you teach airspace all in one go, it's a complete waste of time because it's way too much information to give a student all at once. So the way we need to do this, if you're teaching it, is in this way. The first thing to do is to have them memorize the only five possibilities of cloud clearance and visibility. There's only five. So 1 mile clear clouds, 3 miles clear clouds. 3 miles, 500 feet below, 1,000 above, 2,000 foot horizontally. 1 mile, 500 below, 1,000, 2,000 horizontally. And then 5 miles, 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below, and 1 mile. So we have them memorize that. Drill and kill it, because that's the only five possibilities. So you'll not come up with other things that are outside of that. And that's all we do. So I'm just going to have you do that. The next thing, oh, great. Okay, Brad, we'll talk in a second. So the next thing to do then is we're going to identify the airspace. So if you can't identify the airspace, then there's no point in applying cloud clearance if there's really nothing. So we have to learn how to identify it. And that's now how we're going to use the sectional. And there's some things on here that are quite that you may not have thought about. So let's take a look.